Lee, cracking game today, ends in a point. First of all, your thoughts on your team's performance overall?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought we started the game very well. First 15, 20 minutes, we looked good. Cameron Stewart had a couple of runs, we had a couple of chances. Then I just thought we sat off it a little bit and allowed them to bully us a little bit along that sort of back group, but they're very good at that, of course, that's why they're up there. And we had to ride it out. Of course, we conceded at a poor time, and then we had to sort of regroup, if you like, at half time. We said at half time we'll stick with it for another 10-15 minutes and then we'll bring the sort of cavalry on. And I thought the substitutes were good and effective, and fair result in the end, and maybe we could have gone on to win it second half.
Against a good team like Preston, were you really pleased how your team stuck to its task today, kept tight?
Yeah, I was, because, like I say, it's a difficult game. They grind you down, and when they get a goal up in front, they kill time, and a lot of the time spent sort of hustling and bustling rather than being able to get the ball down and play. So I thought we did, though. I thought we kept to our principles. We kept trying to pass the ball. We found the little pockets. I thought John O'Sullivan gave us a bit of a lift when we changed the formation. He kept breaking on him. And like I say, I'm disappointed not to win, because I'm always disappointed not to win, especially at home. But I thought it was a good advert for League One football and a good advert for Barnsley.
We talked a lot about Adam Davies recently, but that save from Joe Garner 10 minutes in was stunning.
Yeah, it was a great save. It certainly was a great save. I mean, that's what you're there to do, but the boy's showing, isn't he, that he's certainly League One class and possibly more. So fair play to him, but he saved us last week as well. But that's what they're there to do. That's what you expect goalkeepers to make saves, and we'll give him a pat on the back, but we won't go overboard, because, like I say, that's what he's there to do.
You mentioned that you changed the shape second half. You brought Jabbo on and he got his goal, and it was a really well-taken striker's goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a well-taken goal. I thought it was a really good move, actually. I was pleased with the way we switched the play, got the ball out, checked back, and a lovely little ball by Mason Holgate, teasing one, a come and head me in ball, as I call them, and Jabbo's provided the finish. So I think you saw in the passion of the players and the crowd at that point that everybody was felt that that was our just rewards for a good second half.
How much are you going to miss John O'Sullivan now? He was tremendous today.
Yeah, I think we'll miss him, but I mean, we was unfortunate before the game to lose Scowen and Pearson for different reasons, and hopefully they won't be too long and they'll be back quickly.
Can you tell us any more about what the injuries are that they've got?
Well, Scowen was a hamstring, and Pearson was just ill and had a virus, so could have risked him, but he also had a slight niggle on the hamstring, so we didn't want to play him while he was depleted, if you like, and then possibly lose him for the season.
So is there a chance that both of them could be back for Bristol City next weekend?
There is a chance, yes.
You've obviously lost John O'Sullivan now back to Blackburn. You brought in Cameron Stewart. You gave him his debut today. How do you think he did?
Well, he actually wasn't going to be in the squad originally, because we had the five loans, and Pearson sort of pulled out like an hour before kickoff, so we had to sort of chase it through and make sure we got the clearance. And I just thought, right, we've got to go for it. Sometimes fortune favours the brave, as a famous Cockney once said. Like I say, that he come in and done well. Very difficult, and he doesn't know many of the players, but I just felt he could be effective, and the kid's chomping at the bit to play football, and he's really, really pleased to be here, and I think he'll be a good acquisition for us.
Is he someone you've been tracking for a while?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's sort of found himself not playing as much as he had hoped at Ipswich this year, and he's been a good player, you know, and sometimes players like that just need a little bit of love and a bit of identity.
At half-time, it looked like the unbeaten run was going to come to an end, but it continues even further. It must be very pleasing, though. It keeps that momentum going.
Yeah, well, we certainly believed that we could come back. Like I say, we had to just be a bit bolder, a bit braver on the ball, really. Just get in little pockets, take the ball, don't fear anything. That's what I said to him at half-time. A couple needed to liven themselves up, because they needed a little bit of injection into their game, and they done it. So it's good for me, because the first time we come behind from behind in my tenure so far, and it showed that we have got a bit of spirit.
A nice easy game at Bristol City next Saturday now.
Yeah, bring it on again.